Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the episode number 3. Today is going to be a very interesting day because we had a very tense week. In the past episode, we had a look at FlightRadar24 data breach, and right after publishing that episode, a new wave of data breaches hit the world. First, Ticketmaster announced a data breach. After that, Adidas reported that their US website was hacked, and later past week, Typeform reported a major data breach as well. There were also many other interesting topics such as WPA3 standard, permanent LTE exploitation vulnerability, and much, much more. But on today's episode, I will be focusing only on Ticketmaster data breach, and the reason is that most people with whom I have discussed this topic think that the main cause for the data breach was incorrect vendor management, or that Ticketmaster was, you know, just hacked. Happens all the time, right? Let's have a look at this topic from different perspective and also analyze what we can learn from this data breach. Stay tuned for the experience. Last Thursday, on June 28th, customers of ticket sales and distribution company Ticketmaster have received an alarming email from the company informing them about what seemed to be a data breach. Let's analyze that email and see how the story unfolded. The email stated that on Saturday, June 23rd, Ticketmaster UK identified malicious software on a customer support product hosted by Inventon Technologies, an external third-party supplier to Ticketmaster. So this is the first sentence, and note that they informed customers 5 days after they allegedly discovered the data breach. And right in the first line of the email, they take your attention to the fact that, hey, it was a third party, it was a supplier. This way, company immediately tries to hide their responsibility. After that, Ticketmaster mentions that they have disabled the supplier's product on all websites as soon as the malicious software was discovered. And email continues. As a result of Inventor's product running on Ticketmaster's international websites, some of our customers' personal or payment information may have been accessed by an unknown third party. So Ticketmaster again emphasizes that it is because of Inventor's products that hackers got their hands on your personal or payment information. So the word or is an interesting bit here. Does this mean that they are not sure what was accessed? Does this mean that they have no capability to investigate the full extent of the data breach? I don't know. Maybe you can find it later in the email. So the email continues by stating that customers are being informed because they have purchased or attempted to purchase tickets between September 2017 and June 23rd, 2018. So this means whole 10 months. Another interesting bit is the part where they say, whilst we have no evidence to suggest your data has been compromised, we are notifying you out of an abundance of caution. So another sign that Ticketmaster is probably not fully aware about the full extent of the attack, a hack, or a data breach, which I hope we will see in today's podcast. Forensic teams and security experts are working around the clock to understand how the data was compromised. So at the time of this email, it has already been a minimum 5 days whilst trying to understand the attack vectors, and it is still not clear. In the last part of the email, Ticketmaster gives its customers an insight of what they are doing, and apparently they have established a dedicated webpage for this breach called security.ticketmaster.co.uk. They also did a password reset for all customers, so customers would need to reset passwords upon next authentication. So what I see from this email is the following. Hey guys, we are really sorry, but our provider had a malicious software which we were running for at least 10 months, and we decided to let you know that your sensitive information, which might be personal data or financial data, has been stolen. But has it? well, we are not quite sure what happened, so that's why we want to inform you, just in case, you know, that this was discovered 5 days ago. And guys, it was not us, okay? It was them. So, what I liked about this communication, and probably the only thing, was that they provided some information about what they are doing, and they have also created a dedicated website for the data breach with a little bit more details, I hope. So we will see the website in a couple of minutes. Now let's see what I did not really like. So I think that the communication lacked the real true leadership and owning up to the mistakes. You know, in every single part of the email, they try to tell us that it is because of the third party, it is their fault, we didn't do anything, and we're trying to clean up their mess. Okay, so it seems to me a little bit unethical and frankly a communication from a company who knows that they have effed up and are afraid to clearly state that. So even though we do not know yet what happened exactly, telling your customers that their personal or financial data has been continuously compromised for at least past 10 months through your application, service, website or whatever, and shifting blame to the third party with every opportunity leaves me with a very weak and negative impression about company and their security leadership. Also, it gives me a valid hint that first, company might not have clearly defined procedures in place, and second, they might not have a risk assessment, vulnerability scans, code reviews, and regular penetration tests in place, together with the vendor management process. Okay, let's see what information does a data breach webpage provide. So, according to the webpage, security.ticketmaster.co.uk, less than 5% of global customer base has been affected by this incident. So customers in North America have not been affected. This is also mentioned. And interestingly enough, they are open to provide customers with 12 months free identity monitoring service. So I hover over the link, which should lead to the identity monitoring service provider or something like that. And the URL says a.pgtb.me. What? And when trying to visit pgtb.me, it's not accessible. I found out that the domain is reserved by a company named ShortStack, which apparently is an email marketing company. Okay, so what happened? A company that just has been breached provides customers with a service on a domain name that would most probably be better used for phishing attacks. And interestingly enough, by following the link, we will end up on a sign-up form page asking for first name, last name, email, and location. Well, now this is not the best way probably to reinstate trust in your customers. Back on the Data Breach website webpage, we have additional information about what happened. So, according to the page, Ticketmaster UK identified that malicious software on a customer support product hosted by Inventor Technologies, an external third-party supplier to Ticketmaster, was exporting UK customers' data to an unknown third party. So, as soon as we discovered the malicious software, we disabled Inventor products across all Ticketmaster websites. So it was not a traditional misconfiguration of database issue or something similar, or a one-time hack. Hackers were literally exporting information continuously, regularly for at least past 10 months. And that's it. No more information from Ticketmaster and many, many unanswered questions. Why did a support product have any kind of access to personal or especially financial data? Why was it necessary? Does this incident mean that the data that was provided was not encrypted? What is the level of compromise? You know, what means of security was Ticketmaster using, and what did they learn from this incident? Nothing on their website and official communication channels. Furthermore, many customers reported that they were not asked to change their passwords, they were demanding answers on their hot questions, and there was no reaction from Ticketmaster, at least as far as I could see from their emails, blogs, and social media posts. So currently, National Crime Agency of United Kingdom is also helping Ticketmaster with this incident, and according to their statement, they are actually managing the ongoing investigation and are working with Ticketmaster and their partners to secure evidence as well as provide mitigation, advice and guidance. Of course, this incident did not hide behind the scenes, and media from all around the world were speaking about it, and all of them were accusing or blaming the third-party inventor. Even cybersecurity experts were emphasizing how the incident clearly showed the vulnerabilities in supply chain. BBC actually also published a short post titled "Ticketmaster Admits Personal Data Stolen in Hack Attack." Frankly, I have no idea what the hack attack means. Is this a specific type of cyber attack? Well, maybe I'm behind the time and I didn't know. So, while the world was busy reading through media and playing with their muscles by stomping down an evil third party and not trying to look into the causes and reasons, I was very interested to understand all this buzz around invented technologies. What was it? Who are they? And maybe they had something to say about this. So I jumped straight to their website and found a link straight on a homepage labeled Inventor and the Ticketmaster Data Breach. So I followed the link and came across a message from Jordi Torres, from the CEO of Inventor. And the message begins with, "By now, you must be aware of the security breach related to embedded technology that may have impacted some Ticketmaster customers. As the CEO of Inventor, I'm writing you to convey 1. The full scope of the breach, and 2. How we have worked to ensure the issue was resolved." So in the end, he also mentions that we are truly sorry that the use of our technology resulted in a violation of Ticketmaster's users' privacy, and the privacy of our users is one of our core values, and we will continue to take every measure in our own power to safeguard the personal information of all users who interact with our products. So you already see the difference in communication. This is not some auto-generated message. It is allegedly from the CEO of the company. So the leader comes out to speak with the people and customers of their customers. So upon further investigation by both parties, it has been confirmed that that the source of the data breach was a single piece of JavaScript code that was customized by Inventor to meet Ticketmaster's particular requirements. This code is not part of Inventor's products or present in any of our other implementations. So the message continues with Ticketmaster directly applied the script to its payments page without notifying our team, and had we known that the customized script was being used this way, we would have advised against it, as it incurs greater risk for vulnerability. The attacker or attackers located, modified, and used the script to extract the payment information of Ticketmaster customers processed between February and June 2018. To sum it up, according to Inventor, the attackers used the JavaScript code that was inserted into the payments page by Ticketmaster and without notifying the supplier at all. So I guess we see the difference between this communication and the one from the Ticketmaster. First of all, this is a message from the CEO. A company leader acknowledges, is sorry, gives us more details about the attack vector, and discusses what went wrong. He does not use every opportunity to attack Ticketmaster or shift the blame, even though that it's most probably related to the embedded technologies itself. Rather, he provides insights and details. I think I got more information about what actually happened from this message rather than from the email or the FAQ page of Ticketmaster and also their social media posts combined. Interestingly enough, Inventor has also created a webpage dedicated to the incident, and guess what? They provide much clearer view of what they learned from this incident and what will they do to prevent this in the future. While Ticketmaster did not provide any information of the FAQ about how will they prevent such incidents, what did they learn, Ticketmaster is not openly speaking with their customers and leaves them with a sense that they might be hiding something. And I guess you will not be surprised if I told you that customers are sometimes right. So there is this company Monzo, which is a digital bank, and they have published an interesting blog post right on the day this data breach was announced. Monzo claims that due to transparency reasons, they want to inform people that they have spotted signs of this breach back in early April and made Ticketmaster aware about this topic multiple times. So from their perspective, the timeline looks something like this. April 6. Monzo notices a pattern of fraudulent transactions on cards used previously at Ticketmaster, and they replace affected cards. Between April 7th and 12th, Monzo sees attempted transactions on more customer cards, all of which had been used previously at Ticketmaster. So on April 12th, Ticketmaster visits Monzo's office to gather this information, and right after 1 week, on April 19th, Monzo identifies 9 more affected cards, and they disclose potential breach to MasterCard and replace around 6,000 cards that have been used at Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster in return informs Monzo that they have found no evidence of a breach. June 21st, 2 months after previous events, MasterCard issues an account data compromise alert to all banks. And on June 27th, this is the day when Ticketmaster publicly disclosed this breach. So, according to Monzo, Ticketmaster did some sort of checks for 7 days straight and did not find any sort of a sign of a data breach. I would really recommend to go through this blog post. It's very short, and for obvious reasons, I will not be fully reading it on podcast. And you can visit for this monzo.com-blog. So let me know what you think about it. So this post gave us more information about how Ticketmaster is structured, what limited capabilities they might have, and how they were most probably ignorant to first notifying evil third parties that they have applied a modified JavaScript code into the payment page, and second, to conducting a proper investigation about this fraud, and third, notifying customers in the correct time. Personally, I learned a lot from this story and I really want to share it with you. So, lesson one, what I learned is that trustworthy companies don't pass the bucket of blame but own up to their own mistakes. Lesson two, do proper third-party assessments and make sure that you are aware of the risks. Conduct continuous vulnerability assessments, third-party penetration tests, and code reviews. Lesson three, if you want to modify a software product that you are using, especially for payments, first check with the supplier and do a proper analysis of your actions. Lesson 4. Change management is the key, and it only works if procedures are clear, simple, and known to everyone. Change management requires proper change reviews and approvals. Lesson 5. If you are told on multiple occasions about fraud in your systems or services or applications, try to hire a highly skilled professional or professionals and dedicated personnel who can really look into the matter and understand what's going on. Lesson 6. Strong leaders do not hide behind curtains, are transparent and reassuring. Lesson 7. During the incident, talk with your customer. Show them that you are trustworthy, explain what happened, explain that you messed up. It's okay, everyone can be hacked, but not anyone can learn from their own mistakes. Tell your customers what you learned from this disaster and tell them how you will use this knowledge. That's most important. So, that was it for today. Thanks for tuning in and I hope it was interesting for you. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter or LinkedIn. Send your voice messages via anchor.fm and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform or at cypherroll.com. Talk to you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope it was interesting for you. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter and LinkedIn. Send your voice messages via anchor.fm and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. You can also subscribe at cypherroll.com. Talk to you in the next one.